The scripture this morning is from Mark's Gospel 12 through 16, those chapters. Oh, that's Robert and Lisa Stanley. There you are. Okay, I always had the wrong name. Good to see you. Or Staten. Whatever. At any rate, nice to have you here. The scripture lesson this morning is from Mark's Gospel chapter 15. Now, the thing about these gospel writings, they're so familiar to so many of us. And I'm thinking, how best to preach out of these? But an idea came my way this week. But hear the scripture. When Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last, then the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly this man was the Son of God." May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. We're not in Holy Week yet, but the scripture reading for Mark, this gospel is essentially in Holy Week. Jesus is anointed by the woman at Bethany. He has the Lord's Supper on the upper room on Thursday night. He's betrayed with a kiss by Judas. He's arrested. He's taken before the Sanhedrin. He's taken then before Pilate. He is flogged by the soldiers, beaten, hung on a cross on Friday, dead, buried, and then comes Easter Sunday. As I was thinking, how do you sort of capture that? I remember that a couple of weeks ago, my daughter-in-law's mom had sent me a video called "It's Friday, but Sunday's Coming." I don't know if any of you have seen this. It's just a powerful worship video. It's an African-American preacher who preaches with great cadence and authority and significance on these issues, these days of Good Friday. And so I sent it around to the worship team, and I said, "What do you think? I'd like to use this today." And David said, when he saw it, he said, "Man, that's preaching." I said, "David, how many sermons have you heard me give? And that's preaching." It's good preaching. And I said, and then DJ and Alice said, I said, "I want to show it at the beginning and the end." They said, "No, you can't show it at the beginning. You have to save this to the end." And so I said, "Okay, but what I want to do is take this notion, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. It's a sign of hope, isn't it?" And so I want to do that. And I'm branching out here in my old age. I want to get into some of that cadence. Now, David said in the black church that, Steve, I don't know if you guys can do this, but he said in the black church, the musicians, when you get into the cadence, they kind of get into it too. So if you want to try it, huh? Oh, get over there and let's try it. I don't know if it'll work, but if it doesn't work, don't mess it up too bad, all right? And I don't know. We may need Bill. You may need to get back over there and others. All right. We'll see. If it works, all right. You all help me out. So what I wanted to do, though, is to kind of pick up on that notion of hope, and it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. But I need my notes here. So this morning, you might find yourself in circumstances that are heavy and overwhelming. And they say that there's no way forward. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. You're getting it. Good. The medical report says the situation is dire and the prognosis is dark and there's little more that can be done. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Thank you. David, you know, you're getting it. You've been helping them here. You're good. You may be in the depths of grief, swallowed up in its overwhelmingness, wave after wave crashing over you, your burdened soul. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Your marriage or relationship may have hit a hard place. Trust is broken. Confidence is undermined. Dreams are shattered. You wonder if you can ever get it back to the days of your first love. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Pidge Boyles in her devotional February 25th. Title is Keys to Heaven. So good. I'm going to just read it. Raising children presents challenges beyond imagination. When our child married a few years ago and moved with her husband to Nebraska, I expected happily ever after. Within a short time, the newlyweds' marriage soured. Sadly, it dissolved. My husband and I shared immense sorrow. Our daughter lived so far away and shouldered a burden we could not mend from here. At first, questions filled our evening conversations. Did we fail as parents? Were we poor examples? What happened? What went wrong? We celebrated over 30 years of marriage. Together, we begged the Lord to heal all. One day, while I stood alone in the laundry room, I pulled towels from the dryer. My heavy heart left me helpless. In brokenness, I recalled participating in UMYF, and I learned the acronym for praying, ACTS, acts, adore God, confess sins, thank God, and supplicate or ask Him. My sorrow had hidden elements essential in my own prayer life. The trial taught me to praise God, to pray so that God could take care of the rest. Over time, I realized that had we lived closer, our daughter's healing might have taken longer. Instead of turning to us, she turned to God. Her faith through brokenness brought her closer to God and us. She lives a contented and happy life in Jacksonville. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. I don't think that's what they did, is it, David? It's Sunday, but Friday's coming. Whoa!
Amen, preacher. Amen.
David, could you help those guys out, man? I think you're just supposed to hit it on the. It's Sunday's coming. Well, I've had a thing in here for some humor, but we've already had the humor. But yesterday, we four of us from the church were playing in a golf scramble at the Urban Meyer deal, and main player on our team, the really good one, said, he told his wife, considering who the team was made up of, he said, honey, we're not expecting to win anything here, but if we can just get by with no bogeys. We had six birdies, no bogeys, going into the 18th hole, but we got to the par four. The second ball was just off the green, and we chipped onto the green, but it was a downhill deal, and it wouldn't stop until about 30 feet from the hole. It was Friday. And I don't know if Sunday was coming, but three of us putted, and it was Friday, and there was no Sunday in sight. But our fourth putted a 30-foot putt and ran up with the ball, and it dropped right in the cup. Sunday came, my friends. Life has become a dark hole for the first time in your life. And as one of you told me recently, you cannot pray. God isn't there. God doesn't hear. God doesn't care. And then in desperation, you come to the church. God's Spirit breaks through and there's a glimmer of light and hope is being reborn. It was Friday and Sunday's coming. The one you've leaned on for decades has Alzheimer's and is drifting off to a different place of shadows that hide an earlier strength and has moved into mazes where confusion dominates. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Your work is hard. The co-worker is often uncooperative. It's tougher than it ought to be. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Your beloved one, thank you, has gone on to heaven. Your heart aches with the loss. Your body feels broken as well. You reach out to touch her in the dark of the night and she's not there. Blankets of sadness cover you. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Your grades in school aren't what you hoped. UF reduces the already limited acceptance rate. The pressure mounts. Anxieties increase. Fears escalate. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. John Wesley's on a grand mission from England to the Americas to preach mightily and save many, but he's run out of Georgia because he's an utter failure. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. And in the dark night of his soul, he turned to a meeting at Aldersgate Street and heard the word again for the first time. His heart leapt and it was warm, and he changed his life was changed, and he changed England. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Poverty's debilitating hand reaches out across communities, strikes at families, and destroys children and hope. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Because they're teachers and leaders and Trinity for Kids and Kids Count. And when 1 in 100 people in our land are in prison, hopes dashed, with lives compromised, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. August 29th, 1776, over 400 British ships move into New York Harbor, up the Hudson River, to crush the rebellion of these 13 colonies. 32,000 British troops, more than the entire city of New York City or Philadelphia at the time, engage George Washington's fledgling army, and they're roundly defeated in the Battle of Brooklyn. And they've surrounded this little army, and they would be destroyed, and the hopes of this new nation would be gone, except Sunday's coming. And there's a miracle in the change of wind that keeps the ships out of the way, out of being able to help. And a fog rolls in mysteriously, miraculously, to enable Washington and his soldiers to escape. It was Friday, but Sunday's coming. And 2 years, 200 years of our country's early history, the long oppressive shadow of slavery hung over the land. And there was the anguish of civil war and the Emancipation Proclamation at Lincoln's Pen. It was Friday, but Sunday's coming. And Jim Crow laws of separation and humiliation and oppression. It was Friday, but Sunday's coming. And marches for civil rights and sit-ins and jailings, and a man named Martin whose dreams gave hope. It was Friday, and Sunday was coming. And our Jesus, who came and gave himself in life for us, and he said to his disciples, "This is my body broken for you." It was Friday, but Sunday's coming. And he took the cup, and he said, "This is my blood." And on that Friday, when the blood streamed down his face, they thought it was the blood of a dying man. But he said, "It's the blood of the new covenant, shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." And now, with a prayerful receptance, would you receive this video? It's Friday, but Sunday's coming.